CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A medical transport jet carrying a pediatric patient and five others slammed into a Philadelphia neighborhood about 30 seconds after takeoff.
Me and my brother just ran out from, you know, house, and we see, like, there is nothing, basically, but I see, like, within, like, 1 minute, everybody started, you know, running from, like, my neighborhood next door, and everybody's running there.
A fireball engulfing several vehicles and spread to nearby homes and buildings. Mayor Sherelle Parker says that information on fatalities not immediately known. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
A Lear 55, a private jet used as an air ambulance, believed to have six people on board, crashed, falling out of the sky like a missile in the Philadelphia area. Investigators will need to understand how the plane bound for Missouri fell out of the sky. What went wrong?
The Northeast Philadelphia plane crash comes 2 days after the country's deadliest aviation disaster in almost a quarter century in Washington, D.C. In the investigation into that mid-air collision between the commercial jet and a military helicopter, all of the black boxes have been found and will be reviewed. CBS's Skylar Henry reports many, but not all, of the 67 bodies have been removed from the Potomac River, so the recovery operation is very much active.
There will be more barges on site in the Potomac River beginning tomorrow. That will help remove the fuselage and other pieces of debris in the Potomac River. Also pointing out that there are two distinct debris fields, one of which is the commercial regional jet, the other the Black Hawk helicopter.
President Trump says his promised tariffs will go into effect tomorrow, no matter what. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The White House says that the president is going to go ahead and impose 25% tariffs on both Mexico and Canada, our biggest trading partners, and a 10% tariff on China. Mexican officials were speaking up today. The economic minister said that this is going to end up harming U.S. companies that manufacture their products in Mexico. I'm thinking in particular of major car manufacturers like Ford and GM.
A New York doctor is in legal hot water for allegedly prescribing an abortion pill in Louisiana. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson with more.
Louisiana has set up a test case by indicting a New York doctor who prescribed over the internet mifepristone, which is an abortion pill. Louisiana has said that that's a controlled substance and therefore the doctor acted outside the law.
Oil and gas giant Shell is walking away from a major project off the coast of New Jersey. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
The Home Depot has savings on select appliances, like Samsung, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. Shop the mega capacity three-door French door refrigerator with four types of ice, or the five-burner electric range with no preheat air fry. Only at the Home Depot. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Pricing valid 1-9-25 through 1-29-25. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
Employees at one of the country's most popular retailers could go on strike when their contract expires at midnight tonight. Details from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The Teamsters Union says it's preparing for Costco employees in Washington State to walk off the job as soon as tomorrow. The union's been negotiating with Costco for weeks, but the two sides haven't reached an agreement. The union wants its members to get a pay raise, better retirement and health care benefits, and seniority rights when choosing shifts, vacations, and bidding for jobs. The contract affects 18,000 union members at 50 Costco locations nationwide. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Award-winning actor John Hamm, best known for his roles in Mad Men and more recently Fargo and Landman, is honored as the 2025 Man of the Year by Harvard University's Hasty Pudding Theatricals, receiving his Pudding Pot Award at a celebrity roast tonight. The award is given to people who've made lasting and impressive contributions to the world of entertainment. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thicken for tonight, a low in the low 20s. And turning mostly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the mid-30s. Then some rain and snow showers around tomorrow night before it warms up to the upper 40s for a high Sunday and partly sunny. Right now it's 33.
From Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you. Love you. I need you.
Need you.
I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hollywood. But if you want to stay, just like you are, you know, I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you.
Love you.
I need you.
Need you.
I want you, got to have you child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. We'll be right back.
inside my car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, I need ya, won't ya? I get to have ya. Great God in heaven, you know I love. God in heaven, you know I love you.
And if she tempts you with a chance, tell her no, 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 no. The chance. Don't live in love from your arms. Don't hurt me now, for love belongs to me. I know she's the kind of girl to throw my love away, but I still love.
News, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. Every day, ZipRecruiter helps people who are actively looking for jobs like yours, so it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the 2 oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The 5th and 6th generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a slide rule is for, but I do know one and one is two, and if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be, for maybe by being an A student, baby, can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Yeah, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
I saw you sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere. She smiled up at me, and she took my hand, and we walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy. Flowers in her hair. Sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
See the
sun. All I had left was one little flower in my hand. But I knew she had made me happy.
Can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one. Touching me, touching me.
WRJN.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, "Hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner." Membership card to get inside. She went waving me goodbye. With
Harry home drops on a cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Just to be with you.
just to be with you.
To let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, have you got cheating on your don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really.
As I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Send it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Oh, I press it to my wife.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A small plane crashes in Northeast Philadelphia. CBS's Erica Brown.
First responders race to the fiery scene moments after the Learjet 55 crashed near Northeast Philadelphia Airport.
Oh, God.
Federal aviation officials say the small plane was en route to Springfield Branson National Airport in Missouri and went down 30 seconds after takeoff.
I just see the plane is getting lower and lower and lower. It nipped the house. When it nipped the house, it hit a couple cars.
Several people were on board the aircraft, which hit several buildings and cars before bursting into flames.
No immediate word on injuries or fatalities. The six people on the air ambulance included a pediatric patient. Investigators are searching for answers in one of the worst aircraft disasters the U.S. has seen in 16 years. Crews will return to the Potomac River tomorrow in search of remains. 67 people died after an American Airlines flight and an Army Black Hawk helicopter collided Wednesday night. CBS's Charlie Daggett has more on the helicopter.
They got those black boxes. We'll be able to hear about the communication between the pilots and then also speaking to the control tower itself, because they'll have a better idea of why that helicopter was where it was when this collision happened.
Black boxes from the plane have also been recovered. President Trump says his promised tariffs will go into effect tomorrow, no matter what.
The president says the tariffs of 25% against Canada and Mexico and 10% against China are non-negotiable.
No, no.
Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, Trump said it's about economics.
We have about a $200 billion deficit with Canada.
And with Mexico, he says, the deficit is about $250 billion, and that doesn't even tackle the border issue. As for China...
China makes the fentanyl, gives it to Mexico, puts it through Canada.
And then, Trump says, into the United States, costing millions of American lives. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Significant changes are underway at the FBI. Top officials there are being told to retire, resign, or be fired by Monday. CBS's Jake Rosen.
This kind of purge that we've seen this week since
Monday into Friday now has really come with these interim department heads. So that Pam Bondi, who is likely to be the next attorney general, and Kash Patel, who certainly seems headed to be the next FBI director, kind of have cover by the Trump administration to kind of do what Donald Trump has said all along for the last 2+ years. He intends on retributing and going after really a lot of these people who he sees as problems within the government and intelligence agencies.
Over 3 weeks since the flames erupted, causing at least 27 deaths and destruction, the Palisades and Eaton fires are, according to CAL FIRE, 100% contained. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Members, it's here. Milo.